Hey guys, it's Moon Man here, coming at you with another popular dinosaur, Stegosaurus, an Ornithischian dinosaur plant eater. Stegosaurus lived in the western United States 150 million years ago during the late Jurassic period. The animal weighed over 4 tons and 30 feet long, a walking school bus, if I say so myself. Let's talk about the details of Stegosaurus. It had bony plates spanning its back and sharp horns called phagomizers on its tail. Stegosaurus may have had designs on its bony plates for two reasons. One, bright colors to attract a mate, and the second, a theory is proposed, designs existed on the plates, or some of them on the lower body, to lure a predator into attacking Stegosaurus from behind, thinking that it's Stego's head. Then Stegosaurus would make use of its tail's sharp phagomizer to attack the predator, such as Allosaurus, a carnivore Stegosaurus coexisted with. So yes, it is scientifically accepted that Stegosaurus used its tail as a weapon. Let's talk about Stegosaurus' brain. Stegosaurus had a really small brain. While most dinosaurs weren't smart, but Stegosaurus was quite pathetic, a brain the size of a walnut on an animal the size of a school bus. Now let's talk about the dinosaurs Stegosaurus is related to. Eater Stegosaurus is related to other Stegosaurids and a cousin of the Ankylosaurids. Some of Stegosaurus' relatives include Kentrosaurus and Wurhasaurus, and several more. Let's talk about the skin texturing. We have preserved scaly skin on all Stegosauroids and Ankylosaurids found with skin impressions, so it was mostly scaly for sure. However, dinosaurs are not traditional reptiles and are much more bird-like in anatomy. A distant cousin of Stegosaurus, Culandadromus, have feather-like structures and was an Ornithischian like Stegosaurus, so it is possible they had some feather-like structures, so keep an open mind. Science books are always being rewritten. Anyway, hope you joined, guys.